Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following report.
This is Francis Kelly live from Collins Street with an update on the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Right now, I can see the first floats of the parade proceeding down Collins Street between George and Pitt Street. The warm and sunny conditions today have drawn out the crowds in record numbers. Police have estimated the crowd to be more than 100,000. Police have warned that anyone coming to the parade should not approach via either George or Pitt Streets. These roads are now completely blocked, and the police are no longer letting anybody pass the barriers. Police advise that any spectators arriving now should proceed towards Federation Square, which is not yet completely filled.
Number 86. Where is the parade now? Number 87. What is attracting people to the parade in record-breaking numbers? Number 88. According to the police, what should those coming to the parade do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following weather report.
We'd like to start our evening news bulletin with a special report. The Weather Bureau has issued a special warning regarding an approaching dust storm. The unusually dry weather, which we've been experiencing over the last 3 months, has combined with strong northeasterly winds to produce a massive dust storm, which is moving steadily towards our city. The thick cloud should hit the northwestern suburbs by about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then gradually move across the city in a southeasterly direction. The Weather Bureau advises all residents to make no unnecessary trips tomorrow, as visibility will be extremely reduced. Schools and government offices will, however, be open tomorrow. Anyone with asthma or any other breathing disorder should remain indoors and keep doors and windows tightly closed.
Number 89. When is the dust storm expected to hit the city? Number 90. Why does the Weather Bureau ask the citizens not to take trips if necessary? Number 91. According to the speaker, who should stay indoors tomorrow? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everybody, to the staff meeting. I have to add a new item to the agenda since I received several complaints yesterday about the state of the lunchroom. I'm not going to name anybody at this meeting, but I have to say that I, too, am also disappointed by the behaviour of certain staff members. The lunchroom is a shared facility and one which provides all of us with a valuable service. Let's keep it clean. If you make a mess, clean it up. If you read the newspaper, return it to the table folded neatly when you have finished with it. If you use the sink, make sure you leave it clean. This is a question of basic good manners, and I hope I never have to speak to anybody here again about it.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 93. What is the talk mainly about? Number 94. What is implied about some of the workers at the company? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following report. The Fairbank Town Council would like to announce a unique event, a unique program for all our residents. It's the Free Community Knowledge Festival. This program will take place on an experimental basis over 5 weeks during the summer vacation period. What is the Knowledge Exchange Festival? 4 members of our community have volunteered to teach courses in a variety of subjects: yoga, car maintenance, karate, and painting. Anybody may join these classes without paying a fee, but must agree to sign up for 6 hours of volunteer work for the community. I think this will be a wonderful festival, so why don't you all get involved? You'll have fun, make new friends, and learn things. Call our council office for details. We are open from Monday to Friday until 3. Number 95. How long will the program last? Number 96. How can one enroll in a class? Number 97. What should a listener do to get more information? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would take a look at your itinerary, you will see that we have planned a free afternoon so that you may get together in a small group and tour the city informally. Please take a look at the maps that we have provided for you. On the north side of the river, you can find a marvelous assortment of restaurants. I have no doubt that you will find whatever style of cooking you like at a price that suits you. My personal favorite is Deli Dubar, a North Indian-style restaurant with a garden area overlooking the river. After lunch, why not visit the city's world-class shopping arcades, with their many cafes, or, if you prefer, the botanical gardens, which are located on the south side of the river. If you have any questions, come and speak to me now. Otherwise, I'll see everyone back here on the bus at 4 p.m.
Number 98. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 99. What is the speaker doing? Number 100. Where is the talk taking place?
This is the end of the listening test.